We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
Now, when I walked in, Grandpa looked up and said, "Well, is Lazarus raised up? Is the dead raised?" I said, "Yes, the Lord's raised me up." And so I sat down at the empty spot that was mine. And so my grandmother got up and got a plate and set that place setting. And we ate. Now, it doesn't take very long to eat if you don't talk. Did you ever notice that? You know, but you talk and eat and it just goes on and on and on. And you didn't talk at Grandpa's table. You know, those old timers, they taught people some manners. We don't have too good of manners nowadays in many areas.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
See, but she thought maybe it's God. But she had contradicted truth. See, that dream contradicted truth. Because God's word said, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Well, if God's word tell you one thing, he's not going to give you a dream and tell you something else, is he? I said, "Is he?" Amen. Then that's not God. That's not God. But you see, the devil fights in this area. And he produces things in this area, this image, vision, dream area, to try to defeat people and thwart the plan of God. And Paul told, one church he wrote to him said, "We're not ignorant concerning Satan's devices." I'm afraid too much of the time, though, that we have been ignorant concerning Satan's devices. And sometimes he's able to deceive. And I refer to the fact that that the first experience I ever had along this line of image or dream or vision or something in this area was the devil. And I'll tell you how I found out. I didn't know right at first that it was the devil, because it was a supernatural experience, like you see, and sort of spectacular. I was healed, actually, on the 8th day of August of 1934. And I didn't even tell any of the family what was happening with me, because, they didn't, they loved me, that, but they didn't see what the Bible said. And I'm having enough trouble with the devil besides getting the family against me, so I just didn't talk to them. And I'd gotten up, and healed, walked around my room for a day or two. And I said to Mama, "Now, Mama, I want you to get my clothes out and bring them on Thursday." Now, that was Tuesday when I was healed. See, Wednesday night, I'm telling you. Lay my clothes out. You see, and I hadn't had clothes on, other than bed clothes for 16 months. Because I'm getting up and going to the breakfast table in the morning. "Now, son, do you know what you're doing?" "Yeah." I said, "I know exactly what I'm doing." "Well, doctor said this, the doctor said that." I said, "Yeah, but I've been up walking around the room every day for the last 2 days, praise God, and I'm healed." So after much persuasion, took me about 40 minutes to persuade her. Well, she laid my clothes out. Well, I got up the next morning and dressed. And I see nobody but Mama knows now I'm going to the breakfast table. Well, like I said, my grandpa run on schedule. I mean, you notice you're looking at your watch. I mean, when you hear that porch swing creak, he's up early because he got up early all of his life. And he's setting the porch swing out on the front porch. And when you hear that squeak, it's 7:30. You hear him get up, it's 7:30. I mean, if your watch don't say 7:30, you might as well have said it. It's 7:30. Amen. And so I waited purposely. See, we live with my grandparents on my mother's side of the family. I waited purposely till he could get back to the dining room. Now we had a little buffet, or a little dinette set in the kitchen, but there were several of us, so we ate every meal, including breakfast, in the dining room. So I waited purposely to give him time to get everybody get set down. And then because I'm fully clothed, I walked out of my bedroom, across another bedroom, into the dining room. Now, when I walked in, Grandpa looked up and said, "Well, is Lazarus raised up? Is the dead raised?" I said, "Yes, the Lord's raised me up." And so I sat down at the empty spot that was mine. And so my grandmother got up and got a plate and set that place setting. And we ate. Now, it doesn't take very long to eat if you don't talk. Did you ever notice that? But you talk and eat and it just goes on and on and on. And you didn't talk at Grandpa's table. you know, those old timers, you know, they taught people some manners. We don't have too good of manners nowadays in many areas. Those of you sitting out there looking at me in that tone of voice, it's true. Amen. Isn't that about right? You know, we talk with our mouth full. And so on. But you didn't talk at Grandpa's table. He's a very quiet person. He didn't talk much. I mean, you may eat the whole meal and not say a word to anybody. And you know, you don't talk, just eat. It don't take long. Especially breakfast, you know. And so I finished and eating and went back to my room. Well, I noticed it's 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. I looked at the clock. It's 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. And I thought to myself, because see, now I've been bedfast 16 months and my heart's all right. I'm healed. My paralysis is gone. But, you see, I only weighed 89 pounds. And you've been in bed that long, lost that much weight, and you're weak. I mean, just that much exertion, you see. You've been bedfast. You haven't been out of the bed in 16 months. Much less walk, you know. That's not very far, but you felt just weak, you know. And I thought, well, I'll lie down here across the bed. And, you know, when Mama comes in, she'll and rest. When Mama comes in, you know, she'll be in about 8 o'clock, clean up the room, back at the bed. Then I'll get up, go out there and sit down with Grandpa and talk to him for a while. And then after a while, walk uptown. And so usually, because they didn't disturb me sleeping later, I dozed off. And I woke up just at 8 o'clock. And when I woke up, I heard these words. Now, I didn't see anybody, but it's just as audible. And it sounded about like this. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. And then there's a pause. And then the voice said, and today thou shalt surely die. Well, I mean, I rose up. I'm a lying across the bed, but I rose up, you know, sitting on the bed. And then the thoughts came. See? Now, this is over here somewhere in this image, dream, or vision area, you know. But then the thoughts came faster than you can fire machine gun bullets. That's the reason I said extirpate all thoughts that do not contribute to your faith, that you have what you ask for, what God's word promised. The thoughts came faster than you can fire machine gun bullets. I mean, here they came against your mind. Now, healing's right, all right. And your family knows you're healed. I mean, here you got up and walked to the table. But everybody has an appointed time to die. See, I knew that what was quoted to me was partial scriptures. James said, for what is your life? Even vapor for a little time vanished away. And then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, set thine house in order, for today thou shalt surely die. See? And so the thoughts came now. Healing's right. You've been healed. Family knows that. But everybody's got an appointed time to die. And your appointed time has come to die. So you're going to die today. And now then God's answered your prayer. Because see, those first many months that I was bedfast, I prayed, you know, because I didn't know about healing. And I prayed that the Lord let me know before I died so it'd give me time to tell everybody goodbye before I left. I want to be able to, you know, have time to tell everybody goodbye. And so here's the thought, you see. God's answered your prayer. You know, he's told you ahead of time so you'll have time to tell everybody goodbye. Now see, if I'd believed that and would accepted that, I'd have fell into the hands of the devil and probably died. Amen. I was reading some time ago about a person. And this person said that they're going to die a certain day and a certain hour. And in fact, the doctors examined them beforehand. The doctors examined them afterwards. The doctors performed an autopsy on him after they died and said there's not any reason in the world why this person should die. And some of the kinfolk said, well, how come to die? Said, just because they thought they were. That's what the doctor said. Said they thought they was going to, and so they did. Amen. They're convinced, you see, they're going to die. They believe that. I heard the president of the American Medical Association say, the head man, see, of the American Medical Association. And he made a statement, I said other things, and I don't remember all of it, but this it would naturally, you know, attract me. Among other things, he said this. He said, you've got to have faith in medicine for it to work for you. He said, if you don't believe it'll help you, it won't. Most of the time, he said, it won't do a thing for you. He said, in fact, the faith does more good for you than anything. Now, you think about that. You think about that. That's the president. That's the head man. Amen. Of the American Medical Association. Well, you see, if you've got faith you're going to die, that's strong. Amen. You believe that. Then not only that, but you play right into the hands of the enemy. See? But now I don't know. See, don't laugh at me. I got saved on the bed of sickness. I haven't been to church since I've been saved. And I have, you know, what little bit you heard on the radio wasn't too much. Mostly just appeal to sinners, not much to help Christians. And so I'd just grown a little bit on my own, what little I could, you know. Just a baby Christian. Sure, not crawling yet, much less walking. Amen. Not even sitting alone. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
And coming up, September the 25th through the 27th, can't believe it's the 25th anniversary of Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. Wow. The years have passed way too fast.
Yeah, I know. You and Denise have really been working on that. I mean,
that's right.
That when that week arrives, I just stay out of the way.
You do. You take care of yourself because you know that you're not getting any pampering from me, right?
That's right. But then the same thing happens when the men's conference comes up in November, okay?
Yes, yes. Well,
hey, we've had such a great time with you today. Thanks for being with us.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.